Well, it's been a long time between letters, and part of the reason is that I've been building up to my main subject today for a long time. It's taken some months of work to get on top of my subject, and I know I could spend years more and still not be any closer to competency. But in these tragic times, in these changing times, I want to introduce you to the magic world of Arnhem Land. Australia is a very strange land. Our geniuses are hidden. Our wealth sometimes looks like poverty. Our wise men are often not rewarded or even understood until after they are long dead. Our contemporary culture does not invest in the places that it should. It sometimes seems like the whole country is an Annie Proulx story of ignorance, woe and misfortune that just keeps cycling on. But in this letter from Australia, I want to introduce you to one of the true hidden geniuses and sacred men of Australia. He's Charlie Parker, Ravi Shankar, Rudy Nureyev, Pablo Picasso, a healer and a shaman, all wrapped up together. Before I introduce you to him, we have to follow a few protocols.
My name is Richard Gandoi. I'm a father of Yalo and Dangal. I am holding the covenant called Maliri and Yidaki. I am holding that one. And all these Yidaki sign, what type of Yidaki, or what type of the Yidaki, they will give that one to them. Galpo will give that one Yidaki to the nation. What Yidaki they want to do to benefit the nation. Yidaki are special, more than Yidaki. So, constitutionally or covenantly, Jalo is a key area, and his chamber of law is called Jongwan, and subject to with the lightning music or sound or healing. No one will take from Jalo while I'm still alive. I am holding for Jalo, for Galpo Nation. And we can share music, we can share Yidaki, but the healing process, Galpo, Jalo will holding. If they want to get any music, they had to talk to Jalo and Richard Gandoi, me, in regarding covenant music, in regarding Garma music, in regarding Chamber of Law, Ngara of Jongwan, they gotta talk to Jalo, Kurichiri Gandoi, that's me, about the sharing, the healing of the nation. We will offer that healing of power to the nation. It is for the Prime Minister, for the government, for the Queen, or anybody, big bungawa boss around the world. We will hold that healing process. That's our sacred and secret. We can share because we love people, we love country, we love nation. They will become real human, real men and women, who will be benefiting around the world today. I'm saying on behalf of my brother, Jalo father and Dangal's father. Monyo, because he gave me to hold that power until they grow up, and I will hand it over to them, like they've been doing first introduction in Galoro. And I was happy to see that happen, and it's gonna be for the long term project. It's gonna be a long term project, forever project. Because Junguan meant to be the Chamber of Law or design in this earth is about for the healing. And that's the human healing. Yo, that's all I wanted to say. I'm speaking on behalf of my brother, Monyo, my son, three sons, Jawer, Jalo, Kurichiri, and all my Leagaomer clan nation will howl and make the ceremony for them, makes the reality. Yo. I will be starting Junguan for them, because that where they owning, that's the sacred belief about the healings.
That was Richard Gundawoy, who bears a caretaker relationship with the man that I want to introduce you to, a Yothu Yindi relationship. And he was authorizing, I guess, the rest of us to be able to hear some sacred music and to be in effect healed by the music of Jala Guruwiwi.
Because you asked me to give that. I would just talk about the Chamber of Law and what covenant words they involve right up to the end.
And you are about to receive.
Yeah. And now you're going to receive now.
Okay.
So hold it like that. Very close.
In your chest.
And then it's a close your eyes.
Not too close. Not too close, otherwise you can see him out of his mouth. Come back a bit. Back a bit.
You're not gonna get that one. I will get that one as well.
Feeling a bit better now. That was Jalu Guruwiwi, the 78-year-old leader of the Golpu clan of the Duamoiti of northeast Arnhem Land, performing a special healing. The Galpu language group is called Dangu. Their landed estates include Gikal, a sacred area overlooking the English Company Islands in the Arafura Sea. The Galpu live in a magical realm and in dynamic relationship with the other 15 clans of Northeast Arnhem Land. These combined clans have a common term, Yolngu, meaning Aboriginal person, and as such have come to be known themselves as Yolngu people. A great deal has been written about the Yolngu culture. It's made the careers of several professors of anthropology, but even those who've put their full intellectual capacity and vigour into the study of the Yolngu, for their entire careers, feel as if they've just dipped their little toes into the water. Jalu is an acknowledged master of the Yidaki, which is the centerpiece of the music that accompanies the complicated song cycle called Manikai. The Yidaki gives dances, rhythms and time cues, but it is not just a musical instrument. It is of the earth, the voice of the earth, the spirit of the land. The Yidaki, of course, is actually a tree naturally hollowed by ants, and the Galpu and other Yolngu people search in specific places for these hollowed trees, which have meaning, ambience and belong to the ancestral heroes of these places. The markings that appear on the Yidaki all must be of that same country and its heritage and symbolism. All these factors differentiate sacred Yolngu Yidaki instruments from the cheap and nasty didgeridoos available over the internet or in airports and tourist traps. Of course, the Yidaki is also a healing instrument, as you've just heard. And tonight, in a phone call to Arnhem Land, it was requested that the following track, which hitherto has only ever been heard by Yolngu people who circulated on their mobile phones through Arnhem Land, it's a healing track which combines a traditional words and sounds with a contemporary background. It's called Water of Life, and it's directed at people who are doing it tough in the economic hard times, and also those people who have suffered so badly in the Victorian bushfires. Here it is. I hope you enjoy it.
Hola.